It is your Karatui clan.
It is your evil that will be sought by us.
WMFO Medford.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Welcome to Suplex City.
Good evening, and welcome to the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking things off tonight with Shadows Falls cover, December, from that's originally done by Only Living Witness. That's off of Shadows Falls Fallout from the War disc. And to show you how late to the game I was to this whole local metal scene,
Shadows Falls got hacked.
They may have been hacked on Twitter. But that was the first song by Shadows Fall I ever heard in my life. I think the Phoenix, back when they still existed, had it as like a free download. And I'm like, what is this? This is what Shadows Fall sounds like? I'm not scared of them. And that's how it all started.
Yeah. They sound like
my gateway song.
Like an 80s metal band.
It's great. It's great. Ryan Fair, lead singer, awesome dude. But anyway, so have you been there in the last
RIP
week? Matt is back here.
I feel good. You know, it's been a good week. It's been a busy week. I turned 100 years old last week. I was celebrating my birthday. Called it a long night last Friday. A long night of boozing and all around Cambridge. And ended up at the Cantab Lounge. Me, Matt, other villains.
The show was first caller from a couple weeks ago.
Number one caller. Also was there from out of town, showing off his traps. And we went to the Cantab. And, like, have you ever been to the Cantab before? That you have, right?
I thought I had, but I don't think I had.
Okay.
I think it was a different place.
And I know other Kevin had it, and then other Kevin definitely had it, because he's from Philadelphia. But, you know, Cantab is like a dive bar in Cambridge. Everyone mm-hmm. should know it. It's, like, a really nice bar. It's actually, like,
it's
fun.
A good time.
And, like, I know you're not, like, a huge fan of, like, you're like bluesy, but like it's fun to dance to sometimes, or like to like be around, I guess I would say. So that's fun. But they had a jukebox. There was like the house band was there, and like Cantab's like a good mix of like wild looking old people and like young hipsters.
The regulars.
And then we rolled in and we're like wrong.
Somewhere in between that.
<It's> like, they're like incorrect. And the jukebox was free because it was a break, and we're like, well, what song should we put on it? And like,
I think when we first gonna play some of Sugar, because to illustrate what Gent was.
Yeah, we were trying to tell make, the people like
we wanted to make Cantab Gent.
And then we did it, and then we played. Oops, I did the cover of.
Well, so randomly, I was like, "Do they have Children of Bodom? Oh, yes, they do.
They did.
Do they have Oops, I Did It Again? Yes, they do.
People actually liked that. The crowd didn't turn on us once people realized
what was happening, what the song was. They went with it.
They said that's fun.
And then I'm like, hey, we were talking about him earlier in the night, so let's see if they, you know, brand new album came out this year.
Yeah.
Let's see if they have, and not Immortal, well, let's see if they have A Bath.
Yep.
And they did. A Bath.
They did. They had a 9-minute
Winter's Bane, best song off that album.
And we played it, and people tried to get up.
There's a dude who was reading a book, literally was trying to turn off the jukebox, just press a button.
It's Friday at like 12. Here's the coolest man on the planet who's reading a book at the Cantab. Who's like, ugh, why are they playing this?
He was digging it at first, I thought.
But then, I thought he was, too.
Then he kept getting up to try to, like, X out of it, I think.
Very upset with us. Very angry.
Yeah. There was pause, too, so the house band could come back on.
Yes.
And then the house band came on,
and they're like, hold on!
You have, like, all these millennial girls dancing along, and the regulars dancing, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it stops, and then
the band comes up, hits, like, some absolute gems, some classic Motown hits. People love it. And then it's like, for, like, 6 minutes, and then I think the bartender just turned the jukebox off.
The waitress was fine with it for a little while, but then I think she had
like
her limit.
But then she was like, no, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But then Kevin saved us and played Pony by Genuine, and the crowd is back on our side.
And then we spent the night, we proceeded, because then we walked from, you had the brilliant idea of walking from Cantab to Harvard Square.
Yeah.
And we spent the majority of that walk
practicing
our...
Doing our metal screens.
Our metal screens.
Because I looked that on YouTube.
You're now a pro. You could give a tutorial.
Yeah, so what you're supposed to do is you watch YouTube videos.
Let's give some credit to... Yeah,
you watch
got to credit Angela Gossow, among others.
Angela Gossow was the actual best YouTube video. I should have started with her video because she was smart. She had a PowerPoint and she was like... made sense, and there was tons of videos of like very thick men with beards being like, "You just do it. You just have to have it, and you do it."
So it was the WikiHow. You have to like, what style do you want? Because you have to get in the right mood.
I went on WikiHow, and then I looked up like how to sing black metal, and it's like think of things that make you sad, like think of things that are dark, like death, what it is to die.
Well, that's what was at Mayhem. That was like their quote is like, "I want."
Well, I want the sound to come out as the last sound that
the
dude, come out
the
of your
dude
body.
Killed the other dude was like, I want dead. People to listen to our music and want to kill themselves. That's
yeah.
Like, that's how Norway black metal is born.
That's
like,
black.
Great.
Very yeah. black. But yeah, so a lot of YouTube videos, basically the idea is like, to me, my takeaway, you just force air through your diaphragm. So you have to be in like pretty good shape.
Your false vocal cords.
Yeah, so you can't be...
Which I swear, I was trying to say last week, had you
false
have a name.
Cord. No, they would say, a lot of people said false vocal cords or false cord.
No, that's, yeah, whatever thing, but I swear.
But Angela said the idea is like, you basically, like any other thing, it's a muscle. So you just go,
just like that.
For like long enough, and then you can do the growls louder. Essentially, by like thickening, like you cause damage to it, and then
yeah,
they get bigger.
Stronger.
Yeah.
Because you can definitely blow your voice out. Isn't that what happened to, oh, yeah. Not to bring them up once again, but your boys, Avenged Sevenfold. I believe that happened to
That's
them.
Why he sings like that now.
Yeah. That's why he sounds like he does that.
Yeah, well, you can't, because you can't, if you imitate it, like, you could imitate it and be like, or like, but I'm just doing that with my throat.
Right.
And that hurts.
Which is
that,
gonna,
like, super hurts.
Work.
You couldn't do that for, like, a tour or, like, a show. Or more than 3 seconds.
Right.
So it is a thing. It is a skill to do, obviously. And I also followed the YouTube decline of this like kid, Jacob,
oh, yeah,
Jared Dines or whatever. And he's like, he has 5 million views on YouTube with this like a pretty fun video. I'm like, this is fun. And he's doing all these different metal styles. He's like, this is black metal. And then this is southern metal. He's like, I like beer. My country will die for it. I'm like, this kid's funny. And then, like, I kept scrolling through his videos, and eventually I got to a video where he just quit YouTube.
I know. Who knew
and
that
he was,
like,
real haggard.
There was, like, a metal YouTuber scene, you know? You
had metal, he was making dough on
Patreon. Terrible other people and videos on YouTube, and now you have the black metal.
He was, like, the
black metal YouTubers.
The PewDiePie of metal videos. But then, like, other people would, like, make reaction videos to him.
Oh,
the guy that I liked was this, like, Norwegian guy, and he's, like, the way that I learned how to do the scream is I make... Dr. Claw voice, and I go, next time, Gadget. And that, like, kind of helps if you just do the Claw voice.
There, I remember Gadget. Way back, that the more of the dawn of YouTube was they had video, people would just post themselves doing the, and it went tutorials. It's like, I'm going to do some pig squeals.
And
there's like this adolescent girl doing pig squeals. So she got like ripped in the comments. She's like, so then she basically posted a new one. She's like, some people did not like my last pig squeal video, so here's a new one. So then she just started pig squealing randomly. I mean, you don't know what she's saying.
It's fun.
Pig squeal. It's unbelievable. It's
it
hilarious.
Is super fun to do,
yeah.
By the way. Angela said, don't drink, but I'm like, I want to say, maybe do drink. I think it makes it easier.
That's one of the things. It's like, well, yeah, plus you can't drink certain things. You should drink tea. No dairy or coffee or whatever.
Well, don't you should drink like a dark, like a thin whiskey, like a you know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying drink water.
You're not supposed to drink any, but everybody. I mean, well, I
wrong.
Know that they don't all do it, but
no,
all the instructions say don't drink.
Look,
things. I
I'm
mean,
not,
if
a,
natural
I'm not a professional,
water, but we can leave that to listeners to explore on their own.
I'm not a professional.
You also sustained an injury.
I did. We can maybe get into that later, but I did injure myself at an arcade. And that, I guess, can get into our health, our differing health regimes.
Yeah, we can do that. We can take a quick break and then come back with some of that
very
stuff.
Injured.
And, yeah, it's it's cool because it sounds like a baseball injury or something, but it's like
it
that's
sounds
not
like
how
a baseball injury for idiot.
You are not pitching
man babies.
So yeah, we'll play some music here first. First, we got a brand new track off of Niall's upcoming album called Foundation, and they a few weeks ago played Enslaved, and they now have a music video for that song you can check out. But we're gonna play the latest song from those guys. Have some other new music to do. Then we're gonna do a Rockin' on the River preview, which is a metal festival that takes place every year at the Waterfront Tavern. So we'll play a few bands that we haven't really played on the show before. There's some bands that are great, but I've played them like 4 or 5 times. So we're going to take a break from them and play some more, just some debutantes here on the Graveyard Shift.
Good.
So again, going to play the new one from Niall. This is called Gears. It's off their album Foundation that you can pre-order now. The digital album release is September 1st, and items, the hard copies, the CDs and T-shirts, or the vinyl records all ship out on October 1st. So stay tuned for the full release from these guys. Again, it's Niall. This is Gears, the latest from Foundation. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
.org.
Welcome back to the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That, what you just heard, was Bacterial Husk, that their latest, called Sculpting the Locust Deity.
Yeah.
I think you could pick that up from that song. Before that, we had Cazador, the pre-mastered version Mean World Syndrome. For that was End of Autumn, featuring Spencer Charnas of Ice Nine Kills fame.
Oh.
That was their latest Outcome the Wolves, and we kicked off our set... Brand new stuff from Nile that was Gears off their upcoming album, Foundation. So we're basically caught up on all the new music that's come out up till now in the local scene, as far as I know.
Fozzy.
Very exciting. There'll be no Fozzy on this show, unfortunately.
They did that cover of SOS by ABBA.
I would know. I have no comment on that. I think you have a PSA to read, don't you?
I do. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Educational Radio. Cover it up.
I just realized I have my laptop open now.
Cover it up.
And I'm not using my webcam. I should cover it up. So...
What if it was aliens?
It could be aliens.
What if it was aliens?
We gotta have, we should have that band in studio. But did you want to follow up on your injury, or do you not care about that?
What I did before the break was what we like to call in the big time a tease. We teased the segment.
That was a big time tease.
My birthday celebration went a whole week.
It's a brutal tease.
Went a whole week. So the morning before we ended up playing Ebbath at the Cantab, I went to the Pinball Wizard Arcade in Pelham, New Hampshire, which, shout out to that place, because it's really fun.
That's not where King of Kong is it?
No, that's Fun Spot, and that's up. That's further up, like kind of in near the lake, Winnipesaukee. They had the old school arm wrestling machine by Nintendo. So it's like, imagine you're caricatures of Mike Tyson's Punch Out, but for arm wrestling. And there's a physical arm that comes out of the machine. And I'm like, oh, it's a children's game, and I'm an adult man. So I clicked it up to hard or whatever, and I'm trying to impress all my people. I'm like, I'm going to wreck this machine. And I'm playing. I'm like, this is actually hard. And I kind of want it to stop because you could see veins popping out of my, a veins popping out on my forearm, and I was pushing all the way through. And so I'm like, okay, that hurt. And then I went about my day. And I recently got back to the gym because I'm very old and feel like mush. And I'm like, I should go to the gym again. And I joined Total Performance Sports in Malden. Shout out to that place. Very good.
Endorsed, maybe, sort of. We don't know. By Tommaso Ciampa. Frequented by Tommaso
Ciampa. He's there. He had a signature there. It said Tommaso Ciampa. Says my home away from home, Total Performance Sports. And I actually told the kid at the counter, I was like, hey, Tommaso Ciampa. And he's like, yeah. The kid's checking me in.
I didn't have any reaction.
I'm like, hey, the psycho killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
And then I was doing a bench press, a warm-up, and my left arm shot up and my right arm went nowhere. And so I was like, what is wrong? I thought I was dying because I'm an idiot. My sister is, thank God, a physical therapist. And I talked to her today, and she's like, oh, yeah, you strained your labrum. I'm like, that's dumb.
That's the only time I've ever heard of a labrum injury is a pitcher, a torn
from
labrum.
From video games, yeah. You tear your labrum if you're, putting an arm bar or something, or, you're pitching.
Or, throwing 95 mile an hour.
Or a heater. Or, maybe you get tackled real hard. Or, you play, a video game, and you tear your labrum. So... I have to do some stretches.
There's another PSA for people. Be careful.
You know what? Know your limitations. Know your limitations.
Actually, there's some more athletics to talk about. Before we do,
sure.
If you want to join in here, numbers are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or 781-350-3264. Also on Twitter, Graveyard Shift MA. No A in Yad. So this Grave, Y-A-E Shift MA.
Very modern.
Yes, it is. So the Olympics are happening.
Yes, they are. And, I love the Olympics.
We have very differing thoughts on the Olympics.
Well, my take on the Olympics is always, before the Olympics, I'm like, this is a tragedy. Why do they have this sport? And look at the waste. And they'll show a picture of a kid in a favela, in a box. Right. And he's looking at a $4 million stadium that's going to be worthless in 2 weeks. And I'm like, this is outrageous. And then when the Olympics starts, I'm like, hell yeah, judo. Oh, I love judo so much.
Yeah, that's why I can't get past. Same thing with the World Cup. See, if I, in theory, I love the idea of the Olympics because I love a lot of those sports. And
totally. Where are you going to watch running?
I never give a crap. I don't need those stories. I don't need those broadcasts and stories or anything like that. Like, the competition is enough for me.
I hate those. But I actually hate the vignettes.
Thank God for it's cable, by the way. So now they have like 8 channels that can play these. They have an entire Olympic basketball channel that gets live during these Olympics.
Just watch the stream.
Quick story, quick tangent. I was flipping through. My 5-year-old nephew was over watching sports with me, and we put it on. It was like Nigeria versus, I don't know, Argentina.
Soccer. Basketball.
So it was basketball. So he sees the Nigerian green uniforms. He goes, "Who we want the Celtics to win?" He just totally had no idea what was going on. So
are they the Super Eagles in basketball too?
You know what? I don't know. Is that a nickname, universal nickname, or just soccer? I don't know.
It might be just soccer.
But I would love them in theory. But yeah, this whole thing where you talked about
it just
with
sucks,
the way,
man.
Like, it's waste. Like with the, I think the World Cup is worse. Is even more corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, Qatar, whatever you want to say, is going to be hosting the World Cup.
Qatar, I call it Qatar because I'm an American.
They're building the stadiums off of slave labor.
I believe they're building and like dead bodies.
Yeah.
It is like a literal metalocalypse.
How could they possibly have won the bidding here? By the way, do you see that they also have a mercenary handball team? That's like their big thing.
Oh,
that,
really?
I don't even know if they have a single person from the country on the handball team.
From Qatar?
Yeah, it's like they have some Serbians, they have some people from like all over Europe, Western Asia.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I want to be on the independent.
That's the other thing. You have these weird things. Like there's that skiing couple from.
Yeah, they bought
the tiny island
from New Jersey,
or whatever. Yeah.
They're like the business people, the financial advisors or whatever they were, and they like bought a country.
But it was also like that wasn't even like, haha, we bought a country. Like they did something terrible too and got arrested or something. I don't even know.
I think they totally bought a country and then got arrested for tax evasion.
Yeah, that's what it was. I think it was tax evasion.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other? In hockey, I don't know if we talked about this off air before, but I think it's Kazakhstan. Has three, I think it's one American and two Canadians that, you know, didn't cut in the NHL, so they went over to the KHL.
Yeah.
And they're on the Kazakhstan team. Based in Kazakhstan, team in the KHL.
Yes.
Which is the Russian Hockey League, for those who don't follow. Second biggest league after the NHL.
My wife.
And they all got citizenship at Kazakhstan and permission and got, like, fast-tracked. I don't know if it's fast tracked or citizenship or the requirements got
in front of the line
so that they could play. Yeah, so they could represent. So if you watch like the World Championships or if they ever qualify for the Olympics, the top line, the A line of the Kazakhstan national team is two Canadians and an American.
Like Canadian. Like, so that's the other thing too, right? But can't you be like, if you were first generation?
No, nothing. You can't they have be no like, connection oh, my to parents? The country. Okay. No connection to the country. They were playing in the KHL and they're like, well, we want to play in the Olympics, so we're going to become pseudo-citizens of Kazakhstan.
See, like, that's... Like, stuff like that is just zany to me. It's, like, more like the human cost.
But it's the human cost, so the other side is, like, doesn't
look,
bother
look at Athens, like, was it 2008?
It caused the world...
It caused the global economy, basically.
Of,
like, a country.
Yeah. My whole proposed solution, and it's not like this is unique, but...
Just do it in L.A. every year.
I was going to say do it in Athens every year. I mean,
do it in Athens every year.
You know, give that country some semblance of an economy.
They started
generating it. They have that thing, so you can, because it was a huge deal that when they went back to Athens, where everyone was wearing the wreaths and all that stuff, and
everyone was naked wrestling too.
There you go. So just have some Olympics there every year, and then have Winter Olympics like, you know, one year in Canada or the U.S., and then another year in like either the Nordic countries or wherever
Salt Lake
else
City.
Host it, you know, go back to Vancouver. I don't care. Like, if they just had it stationary.
It's the concept of, like, building a stadium.
Building
for
stadiums
one thing.
That don't get, or not building them in time. The algae blooms in the pools.
That's fine. That's just fun
unbelievable.
Stuff.
Unbelievable.
Or, like,
literal
the,
crap.
The, is it triathlon?
And displacement.
Or, like, whatever the thing is, you have to swim in the actual ocean.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't open your mouth because, like, there's sewage. Like, how do you swim?
Yeah.
In, like, a diving bell? You have to wear, like, a diving bell.
That's disgusting. And then, of course, then there's the whole Zika thing, but like,
that's another
unique case, but.
But like, it's brutal.
So I can't.
But the sports are awesome. That's the
problem.
The
sports are, but I can't like enjoy it. Like I'm, like I talk to people who are just like are able to look past it and be like, oh, it's, you know, these people's dreams and stuff like that. I'm like.
It like in fairness to like, so like that girl, I can't think of that girl's name, but the American girl who like won swimming, she's like.
Kate Ledecky.
Yeah. So like, she really has no say in like. The horrific concept of the IOC or like the politicking and like the waste and the corruption, but like she still has to like
not be a child to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she still, like, gave up years to become, like, the greatest.
That's the other issue, is, like, the sports themselves, because you have...
They're brutal sports. I mean, there's the hardest sports.
Well, it's all, but how, because, like, people always joke, like, every year, they're like, oh, how do you become a loser? And it's like, well, here's how you become a loser, and it sucks. And yeah, you're sucks. Basically, I mean, again,
and you have to have an actual job, too, probably.
I don't want to over... I mean, you're like an indentured servant to the, and you have to be your sponsor too to be able to fund.
If you're lucky,
to be well, no. So it's not they're personally sponsored, but for some of these sports, so like just the luge, for example. I know I'm going back to the Winter Olympics again.
Yeah.
But they have a facility in Utah or Colorado, wherever it is, and all, they're all sponsored by I think MasterCard specifically for these
like
guys.
Polo.
And they have to go around being MasterCard shills and sure. like. And there was one woman. She was on. She competed in one of the Olympics. She was on Democracy Now of all places, talking about how corrupt and awful it is to be one of these athletes. It's like you're the things you have to do to get to the Olympics beyond training for your sport is outrageous.
The drive to be in your sport, though, I think is what would keep you in it. I mean, like,
oh yeah, I mean,
it sucks. You have to.
I'm not saying it's stupid to want to win a gold medal, but like, that's the thing. Like, if it was, if the other stuff was not corrupt, I'd be all about it. But
yeah, judo's awesome. Delgado, she was like flipping ladies over. Well, you want to
talk about, then you want to talk about the problematic announcing all over the place.
A lot of problematic announcing for the judo boys.
Racial slurs.
Yeah, because like it's us. I don't know if they're, well, one guy's English. And I think one guy's actually American. The judo announcers in particular.
I have not watched the judo. So.
Just and it's just streamed, which is odd because we do have a lot of usually like the United, like the way that NBC would like broadcast it is like, all right, what is the United States good at? Running. Gymnastics,
women's
swimming,
soccer,
and women's soccer. So the rest of this, oh, and like basketball.
Yeah,
the girls' basketball team hasn't lost a game since like 1994. So we'll like show that. We'll show these stomp fests, and then we're not going to show like water polo or
the most
like,
exciting stuff.
Or like fencing. Well, although yeah. a guy won the medal, that kid right. Homer Brixen, he's from Brooklyn or something. Anyway, he won a gold medal in fencing. It was crazy, but yeah. So the judo announcing is just straight up. The other broadcast from London, and this old guy, and he's like in his 60s, and he was like a judoka, whatever, from 70s, 80s, and he's just said all your grandpa's favorite like racial phrases, like just like on the edge all the time. Two girls are fighting because they were fighting in a competition in the Olympics, and he's like, "Well, we're gonna have a cat fight here," and I was like, "Yes. This is good."
Which, yeah, people are like good on stuff, the you know, not in wrestling anymore, and which is good.
I'm not denigrating that.
But and then the other thing was well, then you have all the headlines that were giving credit and recognizing all the female athletes as like a product
wife.
Of their husbands or coaches,
yeah.
And it's like, so you had the woman who is
she's like the bear, some bears.
Married to the Bears. Yeah. Like the Chicago Tribune was like, oh, wife of Bears player wins gold medal. It's like, what the hell?
It was
why
like
did
her
you say
fifth medal too.
Yeah. And then there was
and the Bears are terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was I know that there's other examples. And then you had the whole controversy with the Hungarian swimmer and her boyfriend, coach, and all.
Oh no!
Borderline abuse and all that stuff.
Oh,
so like
no.
it's been pretty bananas. This whole.
I like also gymnastics. They had a
Allie Raisman. She's local.
Allie Raisman, local, dominated. Actually, I was just watching that before I came over, and she's 21.
Yeah,
and
she's like grandma, right?
Veteran.
That's her her nickname, I think, is grandma.
Yeah. It's brutal. What a brutal sport.
Brutal.
Just
brutal
judge. Indeed. They have to be like so perfect.
Well, that's the other thing is that, and people have a problem with this. Is like, although gymnastics and a couple others are more legit because they have more history, but not to drag it back to the Winter Olympics again. But like, people are like, what are all these judge sports? Like,
a lot of
you want an out clear winner.
It's and, hard to. There's judging in boxing now too, and
yeah,
you can imagine like. Two men are punching each other.
There's another controversy. Two boxers have been extradited and arrested for abuse, and it's like
the men's basketball team was at a Women of the Night house by accident. They said,
"Of course, yeah." DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins said, "I'm just looking for a place to listen
Green,
to live like, music, to listen to live music, and have a good time."
What a crew!
They got off their aircraft carrier.
There's no thing yet. Man of the people, Coach K over there.
Hell yeah. I don't like Coach K. Actually, I take it back. I hate Coach K.
Yeah, Coach K blows. And so should we segue into our athletics with your wrestling moment? Wrestling minute? Not to be confused with Greco-Roman Olympic wrestling.
Oh, which I haven't watched any of, unfortunately. But let's save it.
We'll save it?
Save it. We'll do a wrestling tease.
Ooh, a wrestling tease.
And because we got other sports, too. We got A-Rod in the news. We got... Patriots game 1 playing the Saints,
oh,
baby.
Man. What a, yeah, we're up in a big competition tonight. up against the pass game. Look, the only thing worse than football is preseason football.
Jimmy Garoppolo, baby, it's the years.
We still got some horror movies to talk about. So.
Yeah, you got that new horror movie.
I
All right, let me wrap up wrestling because it's very short.
All right.
And then we'll get into horror in the next break. I watched most of Raw. I like the things that I like about wrestling, which I think I hopefully got across to everyone, is the parts that are dumb where they talk and try to act. Rusev, who is Bulgarian, and he's mean. And
Bulgarian like, again.
Bulgarian again. He was Russian, and then he's Bulgarian. Is Lana Russian? Yes, the Ravishing Russian, Lana. She's Russian.
Yes. I mean, not in real life, but
In real life, she's from Florida.
Right. Well, in real life, she actually speaks Russian because she did ballet in Russia, or not. Yes. Might not have been Russia. I forget.
I know she went Florida State.
We all know she went to Florida State with Jen Sturger. Big Rays fan, by the way. Yeah. Legit Rays fan.
Sure. Who isn't a fan of the Rays? You know what I'm saying?
But so Rusev came up in NXT before Lana showed up. He was Bulgarian, the Bulgarian Brute.
I liked when he's a Bulgarian Brute and he would go and do the...
Yeah, the name on the...
Yeah, the karate movie thing where he'd like break your name on a board. I'm like, yeah.
But sorry to digress.
But adding to the long, long history of weddings that happen in a wrestling ring, I think that's... Like, when do you think the first Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth...
Off the top of my head, that'd be my guess.
Like, that's going to be a big one. I'm sure, like, there's some NWA marriage. Right. But, like, so Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth, everything always ends in tragedy. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to get thrown into a cake.
Somebody else ends up married to the bride.
Somebody's going to get married to the bride.
AJ Styles and Karen Angle.
Or Triple H and Stephanie, right?
Have like a
Triple H assaulted Stephanie McMahon. Yeah. That's how they got married. He married her under duress. She was unconscious, I believe.
In a drive-through chapel.
At a drive-through wedding. It was assault. And Test had to see it all in the Titan
Tron. Assault, brother.
So anyway, in the long, long line of classic weddings that happened in a wrestling ring, it just ends with people throwing cake on each other. And Roman Reigns showed up and threw Lana into the... Like, as soon as they were in the ring, it was like, okay, someone's going to throw in this cake.
I did see a tweet from Blasterick Massive saying, please don't cake Lana.
Too bad, Blasterick, because you know that's what we wanted. I would have said back, I'm like, it has to happen. This is like the nature of things. If there is a wrestling wedding, someone must be thrown in the cake. David Flair had a match against Crowbar. And
not to be confused with the band Crowbar.
No. I can't think of who he was marrying. Maybe Tori Wilson?
I was and then not Daphne watching was WCW there. At that point.
That's the best era of WCW. Anyway, wrestling weddings. And I want to end it with, Elizabeth, I love you.
And there's also a famous wrestling birthday later, but we're not going to acknowledge it because screw him. So instead, we're going to do a preview of Rockin' on the River taking place this weekend out at the Waterfront Tavern. We'll play a few bands that you can see there, and then when we come back, we'll do our full concert calendar.
Yeah.
So let's kick things off with the band Unveil Tomorrow.
Elizabeth!
Going to play this... Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'm getting all confused here. Let me double check. Yes, sorry. Unveil Tomorrow with Where the Heart Lies. This is off of Mass Chaos. And it is going to kick off our mini preview of Rocket on the River here on the Graveyard Shift, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Again, if you want to call in, number 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And here's Unveil Tomorrow.
Stay cool out there.
Let the past be the past. money. Jim, what the hell's up with you?
Huh?
You're rolling up in the club with the look of a sick cobra. I told you, baby, to watch it. It's just the way it is. Yeah, welcome to the cutthroat clutches and showbiz. Gee whiz, forget the clock. Let's rock, doc. Ready to crush ass. The power of gridlock. Now stop. Just like some energizer bunny. It's kind of funny when you ditch it with the runny money. Honey, step inside. Get in or get out. This hip-hop massacre began with my first shout. Clown, you ain't got none skill. Just to wind up the drop on your no-good ass like you're a bum. And that's up. It's just the truth. We dropping up your brothers and suckers. We may be old as dirt, but never doubt our ability to steal your girl. Go rock your world with these hip-hop acrobatics and frivolous schematics. Yeah, we dropping up your brothers and suckers. Never gonna be old as dirt, but never doubt our ability to steal your girl. Go rock your world with these hip-hop acrobatics and frivolous schematics.
All right, no more messing around. Sit down, shut up.
We may be two old dudes, just kicking the old school dead in the basement. But turn up the audio, son, you'll wonder where your facement. Placement is the key to tenacity. We got the bass drum blast, gonna blow your eyes out, believe me. Drop that mic, you know you got the fake ass jump. We see a lot of you and your kind all the time. Never rhyme, and your rhythm is weak, and your beats are sublime. So get live, what the hell you gonna go do? I got a back and band rocking like Doc in the power of two. Screw you, sick of your shit anyway. You lost your chance to save the day, and so I say, there we go. We dropping on your mother's suckers. We may be old as dirt, but never doubt our ability to steal your girl. Go rock your world with these hip-hop acrobatics and verbal schematics. We dropping on your mother's suckers. We may be old as dirt, but never doubt our ability to steal your girl. Go rock your world with these hip-hop acrobatics and verbal schematics. Yeah. You're never gonna learn. Playing with fire, son, you're about to get burned. So you're never gonna learn. Big beat, clever, young bastard. Clap.
He's dripping, blushing.
Desperate for air. Can't sleep. The world is for money.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefud.